Can I read part of this letter?
Sure.
A letter from a listener. Now, actually, it's a fax. She says, I've been listening for the last 12 years. You're absolutely unquestionably, and she goes on and says some terrible things about me. He said, Bobby D is super. She also says that. Although, she says, we never slept together, I always woke up with you. It is really, truly sad that you're leaving.
Wow. On the air, Keith. You're a
just
a rascal.
What I want to know is the part you didn't read.
Yeah. It's 6:30 from the lobby of the Royal York Hotel. 6:38 at CJCL from the lobby of the Royal York Hotel on Keith Rich Day. Good morning, Harold Hossein.
Good morning, Bob.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Now, I would imagine you've got a few words for our guest of honor this morning, Harold.
Well, I'm kind of sorry to see him go, you know. I like the old guy. He's a real
sound a little more enthusiastic, Harold.
Well, I'm coming down to tell you in person in a little while, you know. Oh. I figured I'll join you down there.
All right.
Then I could really give you a ribbing.
Then he can really dump on you.
And I can really dump on him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm bringing down a big pair of rubber boots. They go all the way up to his knees, so when he's out there in the cow dung.
No, you only have rubber boots when you're raising sheep, Harold.
Oh, it's sheep now? Well, we'd have to find something else for you then.
It's 6:40 at CJCL. Who have we got on the phone? Good morning.
Well, it's Jim Paulson calling. Bob, I just heard the rumor that Keith is really shutting it down, is he?
It's
Jimmy,
true.
How are you?
No, I was in the area, and I...
You're always in the area.
No,
doesn't matter what area, you're there.
No, I heard David Lennick and Mike Cooper reminiscing about that transcription of your first show being etched on a tablet in stone somewhere. Yeah. I just wanted to assure folks that it's really it's a cave drawing, I believe, out near Provost, Alberta.
Hey.
And being one of your old neighbors from Cadogan.
You know, Jimmy, you're probably, there's just you and I, and of all the people listening, you and I are the only people who know where Provost, Alberta is.
Oh, there may be one other in the audience.
Maybe. They also maybe know where Matisco is, and Czar, and Hardesty, and Macklin, and all those great places where we grew up, Jimmy.
Yeah, but do they know that your dear dad, good old Dr. Rich, you brought him all his customers when you ran up and down the streets in Provost beating up on all his kids?
Good to hear from you, Jimmy.
I just want to wish you all the best, Keith. Hard to believe you spend your final days with people like Durant and Kirkley, you know.
Hey, cut it out. Nice to talk to you, Jimmy.
Have a good time, my friend.
Thanks for
calling. Bye, Jim.
We're at Foster Pontiac Buick, where the showroom is a hubbub of activity.
Sound the fanfare. Alert the media. The 1991 Pontiacs and Buicks are right here.
What's the big deal, Dad? How many new car introductions have you seen by now?
How about 40? But this year's different. We're offering 10.9% financing on all in-stock 90s and all new 91s ready for delivery.
No wonder you're so excited.
Excited? Who's excited? I'm not excited. Maybe.
Why not catch the excitement at Foster Pontiac Buick, Shepherd and Warden, Scarborough?
And isn't it appropriate, right after that commercial, that Bob Foster himself is sitting here? Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning,
and
Bob.
Everyone. You're the only one that didn't sound excited in that thing, I guess not.
Well, Keith, so what brings you down here this morning?
Well,
anyway,
I followed Joe Bowen's taillights all the way down from Unionville,
yeah.
And I couldn't keep up with him. But I'm here, and I'm sad and happy at the same time. I'm happy for you, but I'm sad that our association for so many years is kind of winding down.
You can still buy me lunch anytime you want.
Oh, those four-hour sake and sushi things, I don't know. I'll tell you, I might miss those too. But I did want to say how much our company has appreciated the goodwill you've engendered for us, and what a delight you were to work with. And all your fans, I want them to know that you're the same guy off the air as you are on. And we've always appreciated that, and we've always felt our relationship was something special.
In spite of the fact I used to borrow his cars occasionally, he'd give me a new car to drive once in a while, show it off.
Oh, what about the one you took home in the snowstorm?
Yeah.
Next morning I found out at 5:30, or was it 4 to 6, the rear end was gone because somebody rammed you from behind. That was kind of a nice thing to know.
And it was not only that, it was picking out all this straw and hay and stuff from the inside. He didn't like it too much. But anyway.
Well, we have something for you this morning, something special. We know that over the years you've supported Canadian aviation very strongly, and I know it was one of your loves. And Jeff and I have brought this book. I brought it down for Jeff and I. And it's a definitive work, I think, by Larry Milbury and Hugh Halliday. And it's a marvelous, marvelous book on the Royal Canadian Air Force. And the inscription reads, from Jeff and myself, in appreciation of our great friendship and the celebration of your constant support of aviation in Canada, we'd like to present that to you this morning. And hope it gives you many pleasant hours of great reading.
It will. Beautiful.
Isn't that nice? That's a beauty. Thank you, Bob, for coming down.
It's great to be here.
That's a nice
book. Is that a book?
Yeah.
He's
going to love
this. The
part
about this book is, I was going to buy it, but it's too darn much money.
Larry, if I got a couple more seconds. This is our 44th anniversary, and 44 years ago today, I got up early to get my shoes shined for the wedding, but I never thought 44 years later I'd be getting up to say goodbye to you.
Not in your wildest dreams.
Never in my wildest dreams.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob Foster, thank you for coming by. It's 6:45 at CJCL. We're in the lobby of the Royal York Hotel on Keith Rich Day.
Keith, it's Eddie Luther. You know, it seems to me that you always sound happy during the morning show, as though you're enjoying yourself, and I've always wondered if anybody can really always be that happy that early in the morning. Anyway, I guess we'll never know for sure. I just hope you'll be cheerful milking cows or plucking chickens or whatever you plan to do on the farm. So I'm going to miss you and your good humor, but good luck anyway to the rich man as you fling manure around on the farm rather than on the air.
Thanks a lot, Eddie.
Nice to hear from Eddie Luther, and it's always nice to hear from Ken Kirkley. How you doing, Kenny?
I noticed that he didn't tell you how old he is, Keith.
How are you, Ken?
And he was around before Marconi. But then so were you. Also, I don't hear the word Dougal. Dougal, Manitoba.
Said the magic word.
Yeah?
Dougal, Manitoba.
What happened there, Keith?
A big train wreck.
What else
the second
there?
Most important thing, of course. Yeah. Yep.
Of all the great big towns, boy, I tell you, I think they got a plaque up when you enter the town. You know,
you don't blink when you enter Dougal because you'll miss it.
Keith started here.
Yeah, that's right. I flew over. It took a little airplane and flew over it a couple of years ago trying to find it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it. It's well, not there. I think Winnipeg has kind of taken over wherever it used to be.
Transcona out that way, wasn't it?
When are you going to Victoria, Ken?
Oh, pretty soon, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Boy, I want to watch that grass grow like you. But first of all, we got a busy weekend in racing. You're going to retire, but the horses aren't. There's a lot going on.
Ken.
Yeah.
I have to say something. After all these years, I can finally say it.
Well, yeah.
As a farmer, I can say.
Yeah.
The only good horse is a dead horse, Ken.
Thank you, Kenny.
The one compliment I have to say about Keith.
Yeah.
In broadcasting, this is an in thing.
Yeah.
In broadcasting, if you couldn't do anything, you ended up in management. Keith never was in management.
Ken Kirkley, thanks so much. It's 9-7 on Keith Rich Day from the lobby of the Royal York Hotel.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Williams.
Jerry here.
All right. We are here this morning to say goodbye to a good friend, Keith Rich.
Who's he?
Keith Rich. Keith, he knows who you are.
I know you are. Keith, you're a good buddy of mine.
When I first came to Toronto,
yes,
in 1970, Rich was doing the morning. Where did I come from? I came from Michigan, from university, born in Winnipeg.
Oh, you're an American.
I am not an
there,
American.
Right?
Yeah. I'm born in.
Well, why didn't you go to our college?
What?
Why didn't you go to our college?
I couldn't get in.
No, you couldn't get in. You're like those carpet bags.
Listen,
anyhow,
listen.
Keith, we're really
going
to miss you.
Keith had
Where's
a great act going. He's retiring. Yeah, he deserves it. He's going to the farm. He's a young guy. He's not as old as you are, I don't think.
Oh, is that right, eh? Thanks a lot.
Listen,
Jim
Hunt.
I'd like to retire, but I don't know what to retire from.
You know my old buddy Jim Hunt, the Toronto
Jim
Sun,
Hunt
worked
like
with
me.
Him. Mike McGee, that doesn't
Jim
mean
Hunt
not,
doesn't like me.
That, well, so what does that say for him?
So where Keith
right,
going?
Listen, I worked with Fred Dobbs at CKY. Mm-hmm. I've been here at CJCL.
Fred Dobbs?
For
Fred
many, many
C.
years.
Fred C. Dobbs, Sierra Madre.
Yep, remember him?
Sure
Keith
do.
Is going into retirement, and Joe Cannon is starting here. Soon, I think, next week.
Yeah, good guy there, boy. How'd they ever get him?
I don't know. Got to have a good one to replace Keith.
Ooh, I guess. Keith. Good luck. I wish I could retire like you, Keith, boy, and have a good time. You did a great job.
Have you ever heard two guys take longer to say goodbye in all your life?
I can remember.
They're still saying goodbye.
Oh. Well, we're cutting them off because it's 6:58 at CJCL in the lobby of the Royal York. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
How are you? Thank you for calling. Art Eggleton's on the line for you, Keith.
Hi there, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Keith. good to talk to you, and Keith, I want to congratulate you for a long and distinguished career in radio, and particularly for getting everybody up every morning and off to work with your morning show on CJCL, and I want to wish you all the luck in future.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm listening to all these nice words that people are saying, Mr. Mayor, and I keep thinking to myself, is he talking about me? I'm retiring? I am? I guess I am.
Well, some people are waiting for me to retire, but I'm a little younger than you, and
yeah.
May stay around a little while longer, but
I hope you do.
But, you know, you put in a great many good years of service, and I'm sure the people of Toronto are going to miss you. And so I'm happy to salute you on this year's day.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For taking the time, Art. It's 7:08 at CJCL. We remind you once again that we are in the lobby of the Royal York Hotel on Keith Rich Day. And come on down. If you're on your way to work, you can't miss us. We've got this huge backdrop near the Imperial Room, and we're having a great time. And I know he's having a great time. He's now going to film himself. Keith is taking pictures of himself. I think that's the
look
I
out.
Mean, the height
yeah, but
of
look
vanity.
Out. It's technical.
No,
I don't know if he can handle it.
He's got to point it the wrong way.
That's right. You're shooting your navel again, Keith.
It is. Did I say it was 7:14? It's 3 degrees. We're in the lobby of the Royal York Hotel on Keith Rich Day. And I tell you, the first 2 hours have been just terrific radio. We've had people dropping by, and we've had great phone calls from everybody, from Metro Chairman Alan Tonks and Toronto Mayor Art Eggleton on down. And we've got a lot more.
No.
Yes, we do. Over the next 3 hours, Keith Rich is leaving CJCL, and we are sending him out in fashion. And we'll be right back.
Good morning, Keith. It's Roger Ashby.
Marilyn Dennis.
And Rick Hodge.
From 104.5 Chum FM.
That's on the FM side.
That's on the FM
side. That's
yes.
right.
And we're just here to wish you all the best in your retirement.
Yeah, I want to tell you, Keith, now that you have some extra time, you can always come down to City Line and be a part of the studio audience.
You want to give the phone number, too? No, don't give the phone number.
Okay, I won't do that.
I had some glory days, Keith. I remember the old days with Joe Morgan and Jim Hunt, some of the finest radio I've ever heard. And look at the bright side. Now that you're leaving CJCL, you won't have to make friendly banter about the Maple Leafs anymore.
That's
good
true,
point.
Yeah.
And now that you're retiring, you qualify to come on the Sunday morning oldie show on Chum FM. All the best to you, Keith, from all of us here at Chum FM.
Good luck.
All the best.
Good morning, Keith. This is Bill Brady from CFPL in London. You'll remember me. I used to be somebody. I left the comfort and questionable security of the radio station, which you'll recall was on Davenport Road 26 years ago, in the days when you were Woodman and Rich. Now you're just Rich. I'm astounded and somewhat distressed to hear that you're actually retiring. For a guy in his mid-40s to pack it all in is a startling and distressing event to watch. Even though I live in London, Keith, I spend a lot of time on 401, and I frequently hear the show and have come to the conclusion that like a 66 Lafitte Rothschild, you've mellowed and over the years have become quite a remarkable vintage. As time goes by, if you feel a need to find a microphone and be heard again, remember there is always something we can do. And it goes like this. Good morning, Wilco shoppers. There's a special today in our boys' wear department. Keith, from all of us here at Radio 98 and FM 96 in London and Blackburn Communications, this is Bill Brady, wishing you only the best and then some.
Is it ever nice to hear Bill Brady?
Yeah, isn't it great?
Wow.
He's one of the best broadcasters, I think, in the whole wide world.
Oh, super.
He did a great morning show.
Hey, and we've got one of the greatest broadcasters in the whole wide world sitting right beside you. He got us up for a lot of
Jay's
mornings.
Here.
Yeah, I know. We couldn't get him, so we got Jay Nelson, who got us up all those years at Chum. How you doing, Jay?
I'm not doing too badly. This is nice to be here. It's funny, though.
Is the band ready? Cue the band.
The band. The band have my music. I close with my way.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. It's great to be here. And Keith, I'll tell you something. It's really ironic that a morning disc jockey should be saying goodbye again from a hotel lobby. How many times have you done that?
Nice guy, Jay. Nice guy.
No, I had it. No, and Keith, you're really when you think about it, you're an oxymoron, really, because you know, things like jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
Military intelligence.
Yeah.
Politician's promise.
Yeah.
And rich morning personality.
Yeah.
That's an oxymoron, really, when you think about it. No, I just
this is not a roast, Jay.
I know.
Just be nice.
Yes, I'm going to be nice.
Oh.
You're
going to
go flying and stuff and
yeah.
Have the horses and
yeah.
stuff like
not
that?
Not horses, no. Anything but horses.
He hates horses, Jay.
That's right. You said a dead horse is a good horse.
He yeah. likes cows.
Cows.
And sheep.
And sheep. And sheep. Okay. I'm going to drop the whole topic. Can we read the farm report? You must have some great stories from starting out. Where did you start out?
Pembroke. In
Pembroke.
The CHOV, the voice of the Ottawa Valley.
Did you have to do the farm report?
Oh, of course, yeah, and the obits.
Yeah, and the obits.
Yeah.
But did you do the canners and the cutters and the bologna bowls?
Yeah, and the bologna bowls, yeah.
Did you ever stop and think what a bologna bowl looks like?
Yeah.
Are they tied at the ends?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bologna bowl out there, Mer. I know any one of those. But anyway, it's so nice to be here this morning, and the coffee is free.
Hey, Jay, we've also got rolls and croissant and cake. Do you see the size of the cake we have over there for the public?
Yeah, I went to cut it.
Hey, all you guys, get over there and have some cake.
No, the guy shooed me away from it.
He wouldn't let them.
No, he said, get out of there. Sorry.
Jay, thank you for coming by.
Keith,
I appreciate it.
Believe me, it's been a pleasure, and I loved every single minute you were on the air. Mind you, I was on the air opposite you.
Yeah,
I didn't hear
right.
you,
yeah.
But I loved every minute you were on the air. Thank you so much.
Okay, Jay.
And God bless you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Same to you.
And as Ed Sullivan would say,
and now we'll be right back after this.
And it's now 19 minutes after 7 o'clock here, and we're in the lobby of the Royal York Hotel for Keith Rich's retirement isn't the word we're using. Celebration. Goodbye, celebration.
Hi, Keith. This is Duff Roman, one of your old sidekick buddies from the good guys days at CKEY back in the early 60s. I was trying to think of some of the adventures that you and I might have shared, and it seems to me that there was a media trip that you and I shared along with several other radio people to Ireland way back when. And I remember one particular highlight, Keith, that you probably have forgotten about, and that is going to a tavern in southern Ireland and being introduced to a somewhat less than legal locally produced product called Poteem. I think it's a sort of potato whiskey. Do you remember that, Keith?
Oh, boy, do I remember that.
I also recall you leading the locals in a couple of rousing choruses of Dublin in the green, and what a tremendous hit you were. What I don't remember, and I don't know if you do or not, Keith, is actually the flight back home from Ireland. Oh, well, that was then, this is now. I just wanted to wish you all the best in your retirement, and always, as they say in Ireland, may the road come up to meet you and the wind be at your back. Have a great retirement, buddy. You deserve it.
On Keith Rich Day, and boy, a lot of familiar faces, here's Captain Bob.
Hi there.
Bob Rice.
You know, Keith.
The guy who's crashed more helicopters than I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Put the station in bankruptcy a few times. You know, I was driving down from Newmarket, north of Van Dorf, and
Is that up near Van Dorf?
Oh, that's pretty good this morning. And I was thinking, this is the third time I've said goodbye to you. We can't get rid of you, damn it. I mean, we kicked you off of EY and you went to WNBC.
Yeah.
Back when I used to work with you as an operator, and then we, you know, got rid of you again.
Yeah.
Over to CJCL.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I left EY. This
is
and
it,
now
Bob.
I'm sitting here.
I guarantee it. This is
promise?
It. I promise.
We were reminiscing the other day. My wife and I were talking about the time we went out to the farm. And pulled in, and we're looking around, where's Keith at the farm? He's getting sheep out of his swimming pool. he had these sheep that would go in. But anyway,
that's another story.
We've had a lot of good times, even though I was a better pilot. And I think what the real hoot is that the people who have put together this show, they got to be congratulated. The voices you and I have been hearing.
Yeah, I know.
But I was driving down on the parkway, and I was thinking about, you know, a lot of the things we did, and I dozed off. So I decided to sit in the parking lot and listen to the rest of the show. Joe Bowen, by the way, has got to be shaky 1980. That guy is a very funny guy and a great guy. Joe, I'd like to. And Bob and Helena, it's good to see her again.
Yeah.
And Keith, I have only one other thing to say to you.
What's that, Bob?
You're old.
Captain Bob Rice, thanks for coming by, Robert.
My
good
pleasure.
To see you.
Take
from the lobby of the Royal York Hotel, it's 7:27 on Keith Rich Day, and everybody and his uncles calling in and dropping by. And how about a little greeting from a guy named Tom? Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Tom Rivers.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hi, Keith, how are you doing?
Would you like to be here, Tom, saying goodbye?
In the lobby?
Yeah.
Or in my personal career.
That's right, in your personal career.
I'm probably not too far behind you, Keith. I just wanted to call. I couldn't let today go by without just calling you up. You and I have worked over the years in different events, you know, different public service events and things.
Yep.
And I just wanted to just say good luck. I don't know whether you're going out on your sailboat. Is that what you're going to do?
Well, we're going to do a little firing, Tom, I guess, and go do a little sailing and things like that, yeah. All that neat stuff.
I envy you. I just want to say that it's been a real pleasure to have you as not only a competitor but as a friend and fellow broadcaster in the industry. And I'm very proud to have known Keith Rich. And thank you very much for everything you've done for the city.
Hey, Tom. Thank you much for those lovely words.
My pleasure.
Okay, buddy. Bye bye.
What a nice thing from the morning guy at CFTR. Tom Rivers.
That's the first time he's ever been nice to me.
A lot of. Well, he saved the best for the last.
I know. Yeah.
It's 7:29 at CJCL. As we say, it's Keith Rich Day from the lobby of the Royal York Hotel.
AM 1430.
This is Jim Robson, the play-by-play broadcaster of the Vancouver Canucks. I'm in the Detroit airport, and you know I've been in broadcasting for 38 years, 34 in Vancouver, and in all those years in radio, I have to say without question that Keith Rich is one of the guys I've worked with. I've always thought his voice was far too good for little old Vancouver. Keith and partner Steve Woodman formed a great morning team at CKWX in Vancouver. They were really ahead of their time. Well, Keith, you are no longer ahead of your time. Enjoy your retirement.
You've caught up with your time. 7:39 at CJCL. Once again, we tell you.
The past.
Yes, we're in the lobby of the Royal York Hotel on Keith's day, and lots of folks are dropping by and saying hi. If you're on your way to work, come on by. We've got some breakfast for you. You can have some coffee and some croissant, and a little bit later on after Keith cuts the cake, there's going to be some cake for everybody. On the phone, who have we got with us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dick Smyth over at CFTR.
Hey, Dick, how are you?
Hi, Keith. Is that you, Keith?
Hi, Dick. Yeah, it's me. How are you?
Yeah, well, I want to wish you the very best on your retirement. I kind of envy you not having to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning anymore.
I'm really going to miss that, Dick. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Okay, all the best, Keith. I hope you keep in touch. You know, I used to work with Pete McGarvey. He's up there in the North Country. Are you going up north?
Well, if you consider Grand Valley, Orangeville, north, yeah.
That's north of Steeles Avenue.
Yeah, that's right.
All the best, Keith.
Thanks, Dick.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 20-8 at CJCL, and sitting to Keith's left here in the lobby of the Royal York, another old crony, Frank Gardner. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Old white shoes, white belt,
the Frank polyester Gardner suit.
Polyester suit, Frank Gardner.
Well, I don't know.
Frank is from the other side of the tracks, folks. Frank is should have been on our side of the tracks, but for some reason went to the other side of the tracks. He got into sales and radio and stuff like that.
Thanks a lot, Keith.
But we managed to break the barrier once in a while, have some good times together, right, Frank? Good
absolutely. To see you. Congratulations on your tremendous track record and contribution to Canadian radio, Keith. It's with fond memories I recollect my selling days at CKAY during the early 1980s and my association with you, Bob Payne, and all the other great and classy on-air team, including Bob Rice. As your favorite white belt, white shoes, blue polyester suit type, I salute our very funny 7:30 a.m. news caper, coordinated with the client Bosch and Lohm. Is that how we pronounce that client, Bosch and Lohm, or is it Bosch and Lohm?
Bosch and Lohm,
all right.
I think.
Some 10 years ago, and that was with the stunt pilots coming in, sweeping in on your office and cracking you on the 7:30 news.
Yeah, right.
And so enclosed is a small anniversary gift to you from this client, which was arranged yesterday. And I'd like to just quickly present this to you. It's a letter. It's from Randy Fretz, the division director, and this is for sunglasses. And it says, "Dear Frank, I really enjoyed the conversation with you regarding the prank you pulled with Keith Rich and the Ray-Ban stunt pilots 10 years ago.
Yeah.
On behalf of Ray-Ban, we are honored to offer Keith Rich a pair of our finest aviator sunglasses so that he will never forget that morning. As one of the finest morning men in Toronto radio, please wish Keith the very best of luck upon his retirement." That's
well,
it, Keith.
That's nice, Randy. But why did you say as one of the finest in the morning? It's my day, you know, Randy.
And
anyway,
I just want to appreciate it, Frank. And
that's
I just want to say on behalf of the union of all salespeople, it's a real honor for me to be here ahead of Mike Mangiolardo and Pat Hurley and all those other guys that are going to be coming on soon.
Thanks, Frank.
All
good
the
to
best
talk to you. Thanks, buddy.
Isn't it nice that Pat Hurley, the boss of our sales department at CJCL, has dropped by?
Yes.
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning, good morning.
Wearing his polyester suit.
That Joe Bowen calls me the Prince of Polyester. I mean, I like a label like that. God, Keith, I can't believe that, you know, what was it, 1960, 61,
yeah.
when I first met you on Davenport Road,
yeah.
that after all these years, you're still here.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe it's gone on this long.
I can't believe you're still here.
I think probably I've given you more material through the years that
you
could
have.
Never be used on the air.
Do it live.
As a salesman coming in and telling you jokes.
Yeah. Every morning, Hurley arrives with a joke. And I say, can I use it? He said, oh, yeah, just clean it up a little. There is no way. In 20 years, I've never been able to tell one of his jokes on the air. Never.
One thing.
What?
When you made that comment this morning that you hated, you know, this is the first day of the rest of your life. I got something here that I want to present to you. But I want you to open and show the folks here. Just tear off the label and just show what it is here.
Pat.
He's tearing, folks.
Wonderful, warm thing you're doing here. Pat.
Yes.
Pat. Today.
Pat.
Yes. I'm going to make you eat this, Pat.
Just turn around
today
and show what it is.
Is the first day of the rest of your life.
I just thought it was appropriate.
Oh,
Keith,
Pat.
All the best.
Thank you, buddy.
And anytime you need some new material, just call me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right.
Vice President of Sales at CJCL, Pat Hurley. Thank you, Patrick. It's 7:45 from the lobby of the Royal York Hotel.
Oh, me. Yeah, you guys keep pointing fingers at me, and I didn't know what you were doing. Yes, Joe Bowen here at the Royal York Hotel in the main lobby where I used to sleep during Grey Cup week.
Many Grey Cup weekends.
And
yep.
Actually, I didn't know we were celebrating that, and there's an awful lot of people down here to do it. And then there's something else I'm reading here about you retiring.
Yeah. Just ignore that, Joe.
Yeah.
What are we doing now, Mr. Producer?
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing
now.
Good. We have a really special special guest. What a day we're having, Keith. All these people phoning you from all over the world. And we have, do you remember Phyllis?
Hello.
Phyllis?
And there's Phyllis.
Am I on yet?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Rick.
This oh, hi, Phyllis.
Phyllis McDougal of 137 Happy Trail Lane in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh,
how
Phyllis.
Are you, my little treasure?
I can't hear her, but I recognize somewhat the
are
tone.
Are you drinking again, dear?
There we go. I've got
her
here.
Yeah.
Oh,
hi, Phyllis.
It. Well, good morning, Mr. Rick. How are you, my little treasure?
More than that, how are you? Where have you been and what are you doing?
Well, I'm down here in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah.
124 Happy Trails Lane. And somebody said you were going to do the R word.
Do the R word?
Yes.
Yes, I am going to do the R word, I guess, yes.
You're not, you don't want to say it, do you, dear?
No, I don't.
Why don't we just call it retrenchment?
Okay.
We'll call it a retrenchment.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Retirement.
Okay, that's a good word.
Well, I'm so happy.
Well, I'm glad you called, dear. Are you well? You happy?
I'll tell you. Oh, Alabaster good. And I are having the times of our lives.
Al is a wonderful man, and I'm glad
he
he's keeping you happy.
We got married over a month ago.
Oh, did you?
And we're still on the honeymoon.
Are you?
Oh, we're just having a wonderful time. Now,
have you got the bean jar beside the bed filled yet? No, eh?
Bean jar.
You don't know about that.
What?
Okay, well, I'll tell you later,
what
Phyllis.
What God's green earth are you talking about? You know, I haven't worked with you for over a month now, and I still don't understand you. But anyway, dear,
yes,
I've
dear.
Got a place all picked out for you here at the Mobile Home Park.
Oh,
I think
good.
You're going to like it. Now, let me tell you the schedule.
Yes.
We play shuffleboard
yes.
every Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Al and I are on the team, and let me tell you, we'll whip your fanny.
Okay.
We're good shuffleboard. Now, there's Jazzercise. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No.
Jazzercise is on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
We have bridge on Thursday
Well,
night.
Okay. Fine,
Friday,
Phyllis.
Friday, we just go out and get tanked by the pool. You can handle that, can't you?
That sounds more like your kind of work.
Phyllis, thank you for calling. I really appreciate your call.
Thank you very much, dear. And the best of luck to you.
Okay.
You deserve a nice R word.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye now, sweetie.
Thanks, Phyllis. It's 5-8. Helena Balka.
Boy, married life sure hasn't changed her at all. And Keith is, of course, a man of many talents. And one thing that I really, really have to admire you for, Keith, is the fact that you never forget a name.
Never.
Never.
No, I don't forget names, no. What are you leading up to?
You can't say that on family radio, Harold. Howard.
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 Harold. Harold. Oh, whatever. Howard.
And
yeah.
A tough guy, Wayne Van Dorp. From Chicago. The Leafs neither selected nor lost any players, and they open Van Dorp.
Oh, with a P on it. Joe Bowen, Scott Ferguson, and Tom Cheap. Keep you...
God, I'm glad it's Friday.
Okay, Keith, it's time for traffic. Do you know who the traffic reporter is today?
Ruthann... Then we got all kinds of traffic reporters around here.
We sure have.
Yeah, we got the, what would
There'll
you call him?
There'll be a few more coming, too, Willard? So that's a surprise.
On the phone, good morning.
Hi, Keith.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I don't know whether you'll recognize my voice, but you might recognize this. For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. Hi there.
I recognize that voice, Joycey, anywhere.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Are you still working?
I certainly am.
Of course, you'll never give up, will you?
But I'm not in a job where you sing.
Oh.
No, I don't think that would feed me.
Now, Joyce, Tom, what's the connection with you?
What was Joyce, anyway? Joyce was probably the best switchboard operator, but she was again, Earth Mother for all the morning crew over at that other radio station.
Over at Old EY?
Yeah, at Old EY. She was great and always had a good attitude and was always happy and bright and knew how to screen calls really good.
And she sang to you.
And she's always sang to us, yes. She's the only person I know who's got a worse voice, singing voice, than I do.
That's pushing it, Keith.
Yeah, and that's
really
pushing
it.
Yeah. Joycey, it's nice to hear from you, sweetie.
Thanks, Keith. Okay. And I'm glad you didn't screen this call, okay? Yeah.
Okay, Lear.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
2 minutes to eight from the lobby of the Royal York Hotel. Hey, all you folks, and if we got a crowd here this morning, don't forget the coffee, the breakfast, and we're going to cut the cake in a few minutes, okay? We'll be right back. From the lobby of the Royal York Hotel on Keith Rich Day, Joe Bowen is going to do some sports.
It's interesting. We've announced that we're having free coffee and donuts, and all of these people showed up, and I've just taken a survey, and not a single person in the room knows who the hell Keith Rich is. It's a little embarrassing, I thought. You know, here he's retiring, and everyone's here for the free lunch.
Hey, speaking of free, folks, that cake is to be eaten. Keith has now cut the cake, so we've got to consume it, okay?
Let's have a food war. That would be a nice way to touch off Keith Rich Day.
It would be very nice.
Nice food war. It's a big day for Keith Rich and a big day for radio. Bigger day for radio than it is for Keith Rich, but we're going to be back here to the main hall at the Royal York Hotel to finally get rid of Keith Rich once and for all after this.